Micah chapter 2. Woe to those who devise sin, and think up evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields, and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away, so they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says, indeed. Against this family I devise an evil, from which you shall not remove your necks, neither shall you go proudly. Because this time is evil. In that day one will take up a parable against you, and lament with a mournful cry, and say, we are completely spoiled. He has changed the portion of my people. How he has removed it from me. Turning away he has divided our fields. Therefore you will have no one who will cast a cord by lot in the congregation of the Lord Jehovah. Do not prophesy, they say to those who prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them, that they will not take shame. O you who are named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord Jehovah limited? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? Even of late my people have risen up as an enemy. You pull off the robe with the clothing from those who pass by securely as men averse from war. The women of my people you have cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children you have taken away my glory forever. Arise, and depart. Because this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a terrible destruction. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood lies, saying, I will prophesy to you of wine and of strong drink, he will even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of you. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold, they will make great noise because of the great number of men. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up, and have passed through the gate, and have gone out by it, and their king will pass before them, and the Lord Jehovah on their head.